Blog Talk Radio.
And this dude don't even know what east and west it is. Well, yeah, I know. I'm about to say, hold on. I'm looking at the compass and shit. He don't know where he was going. Hold on. I watched the whole day. Big boy right there, Black Show testified. Yeah, I don't know why he just didn't pull off. He just sat there. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if because if he wanted to go at that time. But if somebody pull up on you like that, your first instinct is to hit that dash, nigga, and peel the fuck off. I don't know why he didn't peel off. He had enough space, even if he had to hit the fucking car. I still would have hit the car and peeled the fuck out. I mean, we already heard the testimony. Let's listen to...
He said what?
He asked
Michael and Trayvon. And what did Michael and Trayvon say as Dietrich asked him, if they are ready, as the victim is about to exit Reba Motorsport, what do they say?
Yeah.
I'm pausing it at 26 minutes and 6 seconds.
We've seen that.
Two individuals have now exited the Dodge Journey. The short individual that we see with the hoodie and the light colored pants out of the two, who is that?
Trayvon.
Out of the three co-defendants that's sitting here right now in trial, which one is Trayvon Newsom that you're identifying in the video out of the three?
The tall one.
Who's the taller individual that has the darker pants on and a hoodie?
Michael Boyd.
Oh, yeah, Michael Boyd.
That are on trial right now. Who is the one that you're identifying as Michael Boatwright in the video? Let the record reflect an in-court identification.
And truth be told, you know why Fat Boy is snitching? You know why? Because he misses Debbie Cakes, McDonald's, Church's Chicken, fucking ice cream and cookies. Okay? And most importantly, he only got $5,000 out the deal. So they just use him to rent the car, use him as a little, you know what I'm saying, like a little doja. You know what I'm saying? A little doja. And just they wasn't even trying to give him no money at all. They was trying not to give him nothing because he didn't participate. But you know that nigga missed all the food, nigga. You know that's why he snitched, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. A fat nigga like that? Nah, nigga. He got that prison fool did it for him. Fuck that, nigga. I want some churches. Speaking
of
food.
.22 rifle, that's .22 caliber rifle?
Yes.
What does Trayvon Newsom have in his hands in the video?
Woo! That shit is good. Tell me about that mambo sauce, god damn it.
Who is the individual that leaned over more and appeared to be inside the car on the driver's side? Who is the individual right now? I paused it at 26 minutes and 29 seconds. Who is the individual that's running around to the passenger side of the victim's vehicle?
Can I ask a question?
Individual that has
Hold on. Y'all seen this shit already, but let me ask a question. You know the uncle's testimony, right? You see how fast they came and how fast the motherfucker jumped the fuck out and bounced. How was he able to say that they was trying to go for the chain and say, Give me the chain. The nigga ran immediately. So how did he hear all those things? Did he run and stand on the side and overhear? It's weird. And then his testimony is so fucking all over the place. Scattered brains. You understand? How was he able to understand that shit? He had to lie. Yeah, but listen, let me tell y'all something real quick. Look. This shit right here, I won't tell you where I got it from because I would have to kill you. Bruh, I try not to eat fried foods. This is a sidebar. Nigga, I cooked fried chicken like 2 in the morning. I said, you know what? I have to use this shit tonight. I cooked like 2 in the morning, made some fried chicken, and I had some salad. Nigga, I squeezed. Nigga, this shit is so good, family. Shout out to the D.C., all right? In Baltimore, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. New, stew, do. I love the way y'all niggas talk, nigga. Nope, not even Walmart. No, they don't even have it in Walmart. Do, stew, blue, do. Y'all love the way them niggas be talking, man. Do, new, do. Shout out to B-More, man. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy with the lingo, nigga. Do. Shit, I don't know what to do. I ain't fucking with y'all. Y'all will kill my ass. Nope. Not even Amazon. I have to kill you.
Okay, I'm pausing it right now. 26 minutes and 35 seconds. Who is the individual that stands back, steady himself, pointed with the rifle at the victim's head right now? Who is the individual that we can see from the video that fires a shot, several shots, into the victim's car, striking him several times and killing him? And from what we can see, there's an individual that appears to have taken some type of property in his hand. Who's the individual that took the property from the passenger side? What was it that he took? I'm pausing it at 26 minutes and 42 seconds. All four of you are back in the car right now.
Yes.
What on earth was that after?
Exactly what I said about
the homicide just happened now that all four of you are in the car.
Yes.
What did Michael Boatwright say? What did Dietrich Williams, if anything, say at this point as he's driving away fleeing from the scene?
I want to go back to the initial questioning at the beginning, because I could have swore I heard them say that they knew that he was there from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but I swear to God, I know, I think I heard that shit, man. That they already knew that man was already there. They knew beforehand that he was at the Riva Motors. I know I'm not fucking tripping, son. I'm not tripping. I can't be tripping. It was from that day before. Oh, shit. It had to be from that day before. I know I'm not tripping. I'm going to have to find out, though. I'm going to have to really go look back. Let me see some.
Point out where God's journey is. I can use the mouse again. Is it at the top of the screen?
Let me go ahead.
Right?
Let me see something. I know I'm not tripping.
Okay. So I'm circling here. That's God's journey that the four of you are in?
Yes.
And it appears that the car is turning into a parking lot. Why is it that this Dodge Journey, well, it's being driven by Dietrich Williams, according to your testimony, right?
Yeah.
Why did Dietrich Williams just stop and wait at the light that we just saw? By your observation?
Mm-hmm. I know I'm not tripping out. Let me see something.
Now, I'm going to use the same method again with the mouse. You see the God's journey from this angle stopped at 27 minutes and 26 seconds?
Yes.
Direct me where you see the God's journey. Is it the top?
All right, we already know that. Let's go to the uncle testimony. This nigga right here will piss you off. Listen to this dickhead.
I'm sorry, sir. My question was, on direct, did you refer to Pastor Bernard as your family? Yes or no?
Yeah, Pastor is my brother. My brother,
I understand that. Did you just refer to her as your family on direct examination? I'll move on, Judge. Is it your testimony under oath that here Pastor Bernard is not paying for those two individuals out there?
I don't know if that's so. The Pastor did not ask no one decision.
It is turned up.
You don't know.
You better turn your headphones up, nigga.
Okay. I believe that you testified and that's now morphed into I don't know. So please, for clarity, which is it? Do you know or no?
I said Cleopatra did not get a security from him because I don't in contact with Cleopatra.
Okay, so tell me and tell this jury who paid for those two security personnel to be back there.
So I said I have family members. Other family members, I'm scared of my life. So other family members come together and I get someone's family.
I understand that you have family.
I'm not going to interject too tough. Thank you, NOYB, for showing love to the platform. If y'all would like to donate to the platform, please do. Yeah, he definitely don't seem like he cared for this dude at all. He seemed like he don't care. And then they say you got security here. Why nobody didn't have that much security for him when he was on his way to the bank? Hold on, I got to play that video with his mom. I was supposed to play that the other night. So let me write that down before I forget, goddamn it, because I do forget. Video. Right? So why the fuck, if the mother calls because they feel like he needs some protection, why she didn't have Leonard call some of his people that's there to protect him right there at the fucking, when he's taking the fucking stand? Why it was only one dude, they didn't have no gun. What he was going to do if niggas got guns and he don't? What kind of security? Why, if you taking out $50,000, you could spend $50,000 on, if you try to take out $250,000, you could call anybody, give me, yo, I got 20 stacks for me. Y'all niggas hold me down. I don't get that shit. I have to say this. If you have enough money to spend on a vehicle, God bless your soul. God bless you. Life is very precious. Absolutely. If you have $250,000 to spare on bikes, to spend on material things that depreciates with value once you drive off the lot, you can spend $50,000 on professional security because your life appreciates with value. That's the most precious thing that you have, is yourself. So you have to protect yourself to enjoy riding those bikes and buying these materialistic things. There's nothing wrong with it, but you have to think ahead. It's almost like we all do it. We are all guilty of it, like playing with our health, our bodies. People want to get rich, but some people don't think about health as wealth. They rather look to try to get wealth and damaging themselves in the process. How can you even enjoy it if you're not taking care of yourself right? You know, taking care of your temple. So it's we all do it, but however, somebody could have spent some kind of money to protect them, man. Any real nigga, just pick any real nigga around the hood or any, or just call something professional. If you didn't want to call anything professional, call somebody that you know that get it popping. Yo, I got 20 bands for me, for you. Get like two or three of your homies that follow me around until I say thank you, good night. These would be 20 bands? You call me for 10,000. I'm holding you down the whole night, nigga. Give me 20 bands. You got me for the whole week. Well, I'm not going to lie, no. But give me 20 bands. I'll hold you down. I got some good aim, too. But let's continue, though.
But who gave these two messages? Could you explain to this jury why it is that you have more security coming in here to testify in court than X had the day that he was going to take $250,000 of the bank?
Objection, argument. Sustained.
Right, now hold on. Okay, now we all know that that's not the the uncle. I mean, like, blood uncle. Now, if you're saying that that's not his blood uncle, I read it's a music relationship or something. Listen, he said his brother was, I guess, had a child, his brother was married to her. Or that's, you know what I mean? That was fucking with her or whatever. That's not the biological father. Because if anything, they would have said that's the biological father. Or I'm missing something. I missed the boat. But you should have, if this music, at the end of the day, then you know that man needs security. You know what I'm saying? If she's telling you he's going to the bank or whatnot, why wouldn't you even suggest, if she suggested to you, if she suggested to him, Leonard, to protect him, why wouldn't he even consider, like, yo, you know, let me find somebody else as well to help me protect him, because he never know. What if he has something to do with it? I don't know. The way he is talking, either he's not trying to make himself look like an informer working with Babylon and not considered as a snitch, all the same thing. If he's not trying to do that, I mean, excuse me, sorry. I just got a brain fart. If he's doing that, then maybe that's the reason why he's doing why he's making it more complicated than what it is, because maybe he don't want to be considered as an informer working with Babylon or being a snitch. Y'all know, I will coach a period. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, people can still think you are by being honest, and who knows? But he sounds very shady. I don't know if he gave the call to make no, but he just seems fucking free. Yes, or we said this the other day. Nigga, maybe he don't have his papers. He's trying to stay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but he's real fucked up. Anyway,
Now, have you ever discussed this case with your brother?
Yo, son, you remember? Yo, you remember the Bobby Brown video, My Prerogative, where he had the microphone piece on his ear and it comes in front of his face? That's what the fuck this nigga need. Or put the microphone to his fucking mouth, because you can't hear nothing with his soft ass voice. Get the fuck out of here. I bet you if that nigga was standing outside where the Jamaicans be cooking jerk chicken outside in the street or on the grill, be like, boy, let me get out of Jamaica. Let me get out jerk chicken with Rasta pasta. Yeah, talk mad loud. Then put some bass in your motherfucking voice, Trevor. Stop playing.
Talk about this kid. Your brother?
That shit made me want to dance like Bobby Brown. How he was dancing and shit. That's my prerogative. That's my prerogative.
Did
They say I'm crazy. Really don't care. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn.
So, my question, I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat it again. I don't know if you can listen.
I don't know, Smoke a Lot. I don't know. Maybe that's his shirt.
Who is paying for your attorney?
Sir, I have a
family
member that comes to my company to my
team. My volume is all the way up.
So the same general answer as to who paid for your security is the same general anonymous answer that who paid for your attorney?
Objection, judge. Argumented.
Sustained. So, have you ever watched any media regarding the case? Anything in the media, anything in the news?
The media.
I don't even want to see, so I don't know.
So, your explanation yesterday was that you are inside, you're in the passenger side, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At some point, you press the button, right? The door opens upward, correct? Okay. You turn around, and you run. And you run toward the store, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you run toward the store, do you run inside the store?
No.
You're just outside the store?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then at that moment is when someone tells you, don't call the police. I'm calling the police, correct?
I take out my phone to call the cops.
Okay.
When I take out my phone, someone stand, I don't know who was the person. I said, don't call the cops. I'm on the phone with the cops right now.
Okay. And this is outside the place, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then when is it that you hear the noise that you described?
What noise?
You still have your phone in your hand.
Makes sense.
You call to your Metro Bernard, correct?
Yes, sir.
At that moment, had you already heard the noise, the explosion that you heard the reference?
After I called to your Metro.
Was it before or after you made that call?
By checking the dial number, that's the time I heard the explosion of the gunshot.
Okay. So you're dialing the number and you heard the shot?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, is that when you turn around to look at the vehicle? Are you giving your back to the vehicle this entire time?
So I was on the phone. I was looking towards the car.
You were on the phone and looking towards the car?
I was looking towards the car. Where I'm on the phone. I stand on the phone. Looking the
okay. And then you heard the shots, correct?
Yes, sir.
At that moment, are you now dialing for communication with Cleopatra Barad?
I can't recall what I was doing.
Okay. And at that moment, when you heard the shots, that you were looking at your phone, is the first time now that you're looking at the car after running away from it, correct?
Repeat what you said.
The moment that now you hear the shots, you're looking at your phone, now you look up at the BMW, correct? And now that's basically the first time that you've looked at the vehicle after running away from it. Is that correct?
You asked me a couple of questions just now. Repeat what you said.
Okay. I understand. I'll walk you through it. Okay. I will. You open up the door. You go down to run away, right? And you run away towards the building, correct?
Yes,
when you get to the building, you don't look back. You take your phone out of your pocket, correct?
Actually, if I look back, are you telling me that I don't look back?
Did you look back before taking your phone out?
So I run up and I was looking at down there at the car. I'm out of front when I run up the car, and my phone was like this.
Okay.
I run up. I was trying to get to call the cops. I see someone out here. Don't call the cops. I'm on the phone with them right now. Obviously, they realize that something's going on down here. So that's why that person tells me, don't call the cops. I'm on the phone with them right now.
Okay. At that moment, you're facing the BMW for your...
I was like this. So, like the car there, I was like this. I was still trying to see what's going on down here.
Okay.
While I'm...
Yeah. And when you heard the explosions, were you focused on your phone?
I can't recall what I was doing at the time.
Okay. And it was after the explosions that you looked, that you saw someone going in the vehicle?
Sorry. When I was up there, the taller guy leaped from my side and went on to X side. The shorter one went through my door.
And that you viewed that after you heard the explosions? Once the police arrived, did you walk up to the vehicle, right?
Yes, sir.
Was there an individual there that was not police filming? Did you see that individual?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Zagaza. Yo, you stupid, Dakota.
That testified in direct examination that was a white guy that had asked Mr. Osborne for a picture. You remember that individual?
It's a white guy. Was outside. A little white guy sitting outside.
Did you ever see him filming the BMW?
No, I don't know if he was filming. I didn't stop it.
From the time that you were looking at the vehicle and you heard the shots to the time that the police showed up, did you ever take your eyes off of the BMW?
I can't remember that.
At what point did you finally were able to contact Peter Pastor? Was it after the police arrived?
I called him before the police arrived.
You called her before the police arrived.
Excuse me.
Okay, so it would have been between the time that you heard the shots, between the time that you heard the shots looking at the car, right? The Dodge drives away, and before you walk over to the vehicle to see the condition of Mr. Encore, you called Cleopatra Bernard. Is that correct?
I said I called Cleo before the cops arrived.
I understand that. And it was only until the cops arrived that you walked up to the BMW. So I'm just trying to determine, sir, give me a moment, that you sat there, made the phone call before walking up to the vehicle to see the condition of Mr. Hawford. Is that correct?
I called
Glenn
before I go to the vehicle.
No further questions.
Cross-examination on behalf of Mr. Hawford.
Good morning, Mr. Park.
Good morning.
You indicated that you came to the U.S. in 2015, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And that was 3 years before this incident?
Yes, ma'am.
Why did you decide to come to the U.S.?
I married my wife.
Okay. And she was a citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, he married. That nigga married for that green card, nigga.
Mr. Encore's step-uncle, is that correct?
I don't even have a number, so it's not high.
Okay. So you would agree that you had the number for Mr. Bernard?
From what?
You had the phone number for Ms. Bernard.
Yeah, she would call me.
Okay, and you just said that you did not have the phone number for Mr. Encore.
I don't have the phone number for Encore.
Okay. Did you ever hang out with Mr. Encore?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you ever hang out with Ms. Bernard?
If she dropped by, it would be some or something like that, that's it.
Okay, so again, you would agree that you're closer with Ms. Bernard.
Because she would bring the son alone.
He's slow. He gotta be slow. He's slow, son.
Do you agree that you were closer to Ms. Bernard than you were to Mr. Anko?
Why did you just say that?
Yes.
Yeah, nigga.
Yes or no?
Yeah, you just said it.
Okay, thank you. I want to move to the date of the incident, June 18, 2018. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You indicated that Ms. Bernard called you and asked you to accompany Mr. Encore, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And when she called you, you did not know where you were going.
No, ma'am.
And in fact, you didn't know where you were going until you got to the Bank of America.
Actually, when I got there, I realized where I'm going, my computer. Because even when I go to the bank, I don't know where I was going.
Okay, I just want to clarify what you said so I make sure I understand you, okay? When you got to the bank, you still didn't know that you were going to Reba?
No,
ma'am. Okay. But when you got to the bank, you knew that you were at Bank of America.
I knew I was at
what? When you arrived at the bank, you knew that you were at the bank, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you know why you were at the bank?
I'm sure when Phil take me to the bank, he told me when he put it, he said, Jasper is here. He says, you are going to meet him.
Okay. And you indicated that you stayed outside of the bank, is that correct?
I think I was outside the bank.
Okay, so you're not sure if you went inside?
I was outside the bank.
He's definitely playing games. He knows what he's doing. You think you was outside, or then you say I was outside. He's definitely playing games purposely.
I knew I was outside.
Okay, and the bank was in Coconut Creek, correct?
Yes, that's Coconut Creek over there.
I'm asking you.
I don't, ma'am. I come here like 3 years. I don't know the place like that time when I come here because I just go from work to home.
Okay, so you're not sure.
I already, yesterday I explained that, so.
Okay. Do you know where Mr. Encore was residing at the time? What city?
That's the thing. I didn't even know the city like that. I told him yesterday I don't know the city like that.
Okay.
I just come here 3 years. I just go from work to home.
Did Mr. Encore live in the same city that you lived in?
So I did not know the place like that. I didn't know where he lived like that. I don't know the city like that.
Okay, so you're... I didn't mean to cut you off on
that. So I didn't know the place like that. I didn't know.
Okay. So you're not sure if Mr. Encore lives in Parkland like you did?
There's Parkland over there.
I'm asking you.
I said I don't know how far back home in Jamaica, let me tell you, back home in Jamaica, you have a place called Lindsay here. The whole of where I would back to where they say David's Lindsay. So that's why I came to tell you that. Here I realized that you walk down there, but you go by the next street, it's a different city. So I can't, I'm just trying to get to know the place even now.
Okay, let me ask you this way. How far was Mr. Encore's house from the bank? In minutes.
I didn't go into his house.
Okay, how far was it from your house?
I can't even tell you how far it was. Just
can you guesstimate? Was it 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
He sound like he don't even care. He sound like he really just don't even care about what's happening. He just want to get it over with. He definitely had to testify. He can't. He'll be subpoenaed, and if he don't show, he goes to jail and maybe deported. So he didn't want to play around with that, you know. So, yeah, he seems nonchalant as well. And if you've been there 3 years, how you won't be able to tell the distance between your house or where you got picked up at from where you from the bank where Cleo, Jesse's mother dropped them off at? I don't know. It just don't, it don't sound genuine. Sound like he don't even fucking care. He don't want to be there, and he just want to get it over with.
My house is there, no. We're like 5 minutes away from where I live.
Okay. And just to be clear, at the time you lived in Parkland, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the bank was about 5 minutes away from Parkland.
Yeah, probably more than 5 minutes away. I'm not used to that now.
Okay. You indicated that when Mr. Envoy came out of the bank, he was the one driving the car, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were in the passenger.
Yes,
and you indicated that on the ride from the bank to Reba, which I know you did not know you were going to Reba, but on the way, you indicated that you and Mr. Envoy had no conversation.
No,
you know I'm wrong, or no, you didn't?
But then his mother say that she called him because he was going to take out some money out the bank to go buy a bike, but he's going to say that he didn't know what he was going to meet up with him for. That don't make sense. You going to him, the mother is dropping you off at the bank. For what? Because if that's the case, if she's dropping you off, why shouldn't she just, if she have you with her, why wouldn't she just pick you up to pick him up from the bank to take him home? Or whatever the case may be. It don't make sense to me. It really don't. But we're gonna go to the mother's video once this is over, which is not that far from now.
And you said it was under 30 minutes.
I can't, just, I couldn't.
Would you agree that while you're in the car with Mr. Alford, that Mr. Alford received phone calls?
Yes, we received phone calls.
Could you hear who Mr. Alford was talking to?
I don't know who he was talking to.
Was he on a phone call or was he on a FaceTime?
Seems like it was a FaceTime call.
And did Mr. Envoy call this person or did this person call Mr. Envoy?
The person called.
You were called to the conversation.
I mean, yeah, I heard a couple of things that you were saying.
Okay, what did you recall? Judge, I'm going to check if you're saying. Did I believe that presence and suppression goes to the thought process of the disappear?
Then I make an objection. I believe that that's a proper
objection.
Mr. Kurtz, could you tell us the first one phone was down to?
Second one was mine.
Could you recognize the voice?
No.
Did you receive more than one phone call?
No, as soon as one call, I can remember the call it was because I'm enjoying it.
And how long would you say they were on the phone?
They were on the phone.
Not a long time?
No.
Okay. So you get to Reba, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is the first time you know that you're going to Reba when you get there? When you arrive at Reba, is that when you realize that that's where you were going?
Yes, ma'am.
When you get there, you go inside the Mr. Envoy, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're inside the store for some time, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you leave the store, you stated on direct that there was a white male and a white female sitting on the ground.
I can't remember the female, but I know the guy was a white male.
Okay. Had you seen this white guy before?
First, I saw him there.
And when he asked Mr. Envoy for a picture, how did that go? What was the interaction like?
Piece of shit.
How do you,
now they black?
Because I see them jump when they jump over the car.
Okay, what did you see on them?
No, look. Look, I don't wish this on no fucking body. I don't wish this on nobody. But the way he's acting, he needs to be deported. Get his ass out of here. He needs to be deported with that fucking line right there. You should not be a... The way he's playing, I'm like, God damn, you know what? We should send your ass back. This shit is so fucking good. I haven't had tangerines in a minute, son, but tangerines, you know, once you have one, you need the whole fucking bag. I have no more, so I'm so pissed right now. This shit tastes so fucking great. But this is almost done, and we're going to go to his mother, all right?
I mean, when they jump off, there's a plan how they come on. I see the convection line.
I'm asking you specifically what part of their body did you see that made you aware that they were black?
I mean, the one that the older girl, I can see here.
Yeah, that's what's that.
You're pointing, and for the record, I just need to clarify what you're pointing at.
Yeah,
hand?
Yeah.
Okay. You said the one with the gun. Which, describe that further for me.
The top one that comes out.
Excuse me.
Okay. You could see his hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you see anything else on his body?
I can't see.
Okay. Anything distinguishing about the hand?
I'll tell you just the color that I see.
Okay.
And the other individual, how could you tell that that person was left?
Yeah, I will just focus on how you come by X, and I will just like, you know.
Okay, so again, what part of that person's body could you see that made you aware that he was black?
When you come to a car and he was like, give me the effort chain. I see his shoulders on while still blinding both sides and
okay, so again, you saw his hands.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said specifically you saw his hands when he grabbed at the chain.
He tried to give me the effing chain. That was a chain.
You indicated on direct that you could not tell if they were wearing masks.
I'm not sure if they were, having a mask or they was in hood. I don't quite remember because after so long, there's a lot of things I still forget. I don't remember.
When you say a pullover, I just want to be clear. Are you talking about a sweatshirt with a hood?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I don't really remember exactly how they dressed that. You understand? At the time, because just now, so long, there's a lot of things I still have to just start teaching about what I remember. Still.
Would you agree that if they were wearing a hoodie with a hood?
I said, actually, I remember if they were in a hoodie or a mask.
Okay, let me just finish my question and then you can answer, okay? Would you agree if they were wearing a hoodie with a hood that their face would still be exposed?
I don't know, ma'am.
So you're not sure if they were wearing a hoodie or if they were wearing a mask?
I'm not really sure.
You indicated that there was a struggle for the change that Mr. Onward was wearing, correct?
I don't know what time of fact did I have a chain. I just heard him say, where's the effing chain? Give me the effing chain. I don't know.
So you didn't see Mr. Onward wearing a chain?
I didn't saw a chain on Mr. Onward. I just hear him ask for a chain. Give me the effing chain. Where's the chain?
Are you aware of the chain that Mr. Onward would usually wear around his neck?
I don't know. I never see Mr. Onward on the chain. I don't know how to Mr. Onward.
You indicated just now on cross that once you exited the vehicle, you ran up towards Reva, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you got up to Reva, you immediately called Ms. Cleo.
I still have the phone in my hand. I tried to call the cops. Then someone up there said, don't call the cops. I'm on the phone with them right now.
Okay, so you called Ms. Bernard, correct?
I called Cleopatra.
Bernard, just so the jury's not confused. Cleopatra Bernard, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you indicated that you did not go back down to BMW until the police arrived.
I'm going back when the police arrived.
Okay. But no point in time did you go down and check on Mr. Ombre?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
When the police arrived, I go down there.
And once the police arrived, did you personally check on Mr. Ombre?
I don't remember if I did go check on
it. How long would you say it took for the cops to arrest?
The cops arrived quick. I don't know the time that the cops arrived. I can't indicate the time, but I know they were very quick.
Did you say it was more than 5 minutes?
I can't tell, ma'am. I'm not putting no time on it.
And as soon as the cops arrived, they indicated to you as somebody.
Excuse me.
They asked if someone, and I'm the one, they just take me in the car. I was sitting in the car for a whole year in the cops.
Correct. So the cops arrive on scene, and someone points you out as the person that was in the car with Mr. Alford. Is that correct?
Cops asked if someone were with him. I said, I am the one.
I ain't going to hold you. Y'all want to hear the rest of him? I ain't going to lie. I'm getting tired of this dude right now. I'm getting tired of him. He's a real dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Y'all let me know. Do y'all want to hear the rest of it? I definitely want to take some calls. Do y'all have anything to say, motherfuckers? What's going on? Y'all scared to talk tonight? Huh? I want to know. No, right? Well, you know the majority rules. Can we listen to moms? Yes, we can. Let's go to the mama dope. Yo, I got this camera, right? I got the whole hookup shit over there, right? Because I want to have the better view. Like, I'm the background going to be dope real soon. I'm going to have it all hooked up, everything set. But I have this camera. Dope camera. Paying a fucking lot for this shit. But when I hook it up, because I already had it hooked up, it got waves on the fucking screen. Like, you would see the waves. I'm like, what the fuck? So, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this shit out, man. This is a 4K, man. I don't know why this... I don't know. It's just... I'll figure it out. I brought another camera a month before I brought this one. I'm ready to send that shit back. I already got professional cameras, but it's not... I don't know what the fuck is going on here. But I'll figure it out. But I'm sending that other one back. For sure. All right, let's listen to this real quick, man. Oh, yeah.
When I got the call, yeah, I just collapsed to the floor.
Bro, I think X got shot, bro. I think X got shot, bro.
I did it. What? It wouldn't be the chapter. I remember not having any gas, not wanting to stop, trying to get to where he was, and it's all a blur. And I just remember, like, calling Cleo, where are you? She's like, I'm lost. She, like, literally didn't know where she was. I'm like, bro, we gotta get somewhere at the hospital. I'm trying to get this, but I don't know where I'm at. I was, like, disoriented. I got there. There was a few people there already. I'm not sure how they found out. And I was just in there for mad long, pacing back and forth. I wasn't able to go back there. They gave me some bullshit story about them not wanting me to see him like that because it would traumatize me. But I think that I should have made that decision of seeing my son.
And then it's like that calm, just it was like a calm that set in because it's like, all right, it's Jesse. It's really like he's a fighter. He's a fighter. Nothing's gonna make it through. Nobody's gonna make it through. It's gonna be him.
The cops came out. And they pulled me in a room. And I remember the officer was just so callous when he delivered. He was just like, oh, Jesse expired today at such and such time.
I still don't understand what he means by expired.
That shit just seemed like watching a movie or something. I don't know. I never come to terms with it.
It went from that to just planning a funeral. I remember Cleo walking in the room and saying, how do we plan a funeral? How do I plan a funeral for my son?
My name is Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy. My son is
boy, he doesn't sleep. They love my soul to me. Hope's not too hard for me.
Michelle, thank you for your PayPal. Thank you, Michelle. All right, that's it? Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let's go back, because there were some things about, and this, let me say this real quick before I continue. Some people had some things to say about his mother that she tarnished. I remember, I'm pretty sure y'all remember this from like 4 or 5 years ago, that his mother kind of tarnished his legacy a little bit or whatever. It was doing something with the money from the estate, something, spending the money wrong, something like that. I don't want to try to dig into that to make her look bad in the light, okay? I just want to get this out the shot. And so I'm not trying to go there like that, but I do want to try to look at some things from a couple of other angles and stuff like that. So, just bear with the kid. Okay. So let's look at this. We're going to look at from both sides of the spectrum, and his father as well spoke. We're going to go to the father and all that. Just a few things. And I really want to look at, because I remember her, I want to get to where her mother was saying when she called Leonard to go ride with him to the bank and to go buy a bike, because I know that's what she said, but he's lying about that. I remember her saying that distinctively. I don't remember what video. It's been 5 years, y'all, so some videos might have been taken down and so forth and so on, okay? But let's hear this shit right here.
To sell your soul, to be swayed to do something, especially something bad, because of money or other reward you receive for doing it. During the afternoon of June 18, 2018.
I can't for the record, I don't everything is alleged, so I don't approve of what this video is saying. I just want to look at it for the first time myself with y'all. So I'm just very objective. So I'm in the middle on this shit. So this is why I'm playing it. I'm not coming from an agenda. I don't have no agenda of why I'm playing this. All right. So this is just for the viewers who may come in contact with this video to know my motives of playing this. Not trying to blame the mother on anything. None of that. Rest in peace, Triple X. All right.
Ex-Tentacion was mortally wounded in an apparent robbery outside RIV Motorsports, an upscale seller of motorcycles in Deerfield Beach, Florida. He was shot multiple times in the neck and was in critical condition before he was pronounced dead at 5:30 p.m. Ex before that day grew into a high-profile artist, recently dropping the album Question Mark, with songs amassing 1 billion streams to this day. Following the death, Ex's numbers would skyrocket. Just take a look at his numbers on the day of his death. And a year later, songs were jumping hundreds of millions of views. Also, following the death of X, it was regarded that X's mother, Cleo, would run his estate. X is an artist who prided himself on his artistic credibility, doing little interviews or attempts to gain publicity to allow his art to come first. And in doing so, he touched millions, if that was through helping them deal with depression or anxiety. It was hoped that X's mother, Cleo, would carry on that legacy of X in a similar way he did himself, but his mother saw the increase in popularity following his son's death and only saw the money-making potential in her deceased son. So how did X's mother sell her soul? Soon after X's death, a museum was set up in the name of XXXTentacion. This museum has some...
And let me just say this. One thing I do not respect. I'm not even going to... Oh, that was your pillow talk. Thank you, sweetheart. I just want to say this. I'm almost biased to a fault. I don't like other coaches talking about my culture. I really feel some kind of way about that. Like, I really feel some kind of way. If you're not from this culture, just stay away. I know there's other people other from other cultures love our music and, you know what I'm saying, apply our culture to their lives and their vernacular and things of that nature. I just still have a feeling like, mind your fucking business. Just listen to the music. Don't do any fucking videos and all that crazy shit. I don't know, man. I'm not a hater. I just like, yo, it really rubs me in the wrong way, man. So no hate, no shade, but mind your fucking business, man. Mind your business. But I'm going to play it.
Next is clothes, and most disgustingly, the BMW he was gunned down in. Now, if this doesn't scream, I'm trying to profit off my son's death, I don't know what does. Like, they're literally using the event of his death as a way to monetize. And I want
to
touch on the
now
music.
Now I'm going to have to dissect this video, because I'm not even
trusting.
First album
is a drop of Skims.
Baby, don't
Now, this was the most complete album following his passing, yet it still felt extremely incomplete, given a 3 out of 10 by Pitchfork. The album tries to paint X as a problematic genius, but the album truly lacks direction. It feels like they scrambled for any finished X songs they could find and put it on this album. This album did perform amazingly, though, with some songs reaching over 100 million streams on Spotify. The next album to drop was the deluxe of Question Mark. And this is where I began to get very irritated. The album consisted of the previous songs, as a deluxe would, the instrumentals for previous songs, his previous Christmas EP, and some random tributes and voice memos.
And let me just say this, why can't the mother capitalize off of it? I would almost do the same thing for the simple fact, once you're out of sight, you're out of mind. Who's talking about Young Dolph right now? Nobody. Rest in peace to him. This is why you have to really pay attention to your own particular life. You will be mentioned and thought about for that week, maybe two. Life stops for nobody. People do tend to forget. So get what you can get out of it now. Because once it slows down, you still may benefit off of, you know, the music and residual stuff like that, so forth and so on. But however, come on now. And then there's fans. Fans want to see the memorabilia, his cars, and what did he like, his clothes, just certain things. I'm going to listen to a little bit more of it, and then I'm going to cut it off because, see, this is another reason why I say, if you're not of the culture, like, mind your business. Stop making videos. Mind your business. See what I'm saying? But I'm going to play a little bit just to make my point of why I said what I just said.
Of songs being made. Like, honestly, what the fuck? Can I say they're trying to do anything to stream?
That video right there was crazy. I like that song and that video.
Voice memos need to be placed on an album without any artistic direction. Like, they're just trying to milk as many streams as they can. The next album that drops was Bad Vibes Forever. This album was just clearly incomplete and poorly mixed. But listen to this song.
I gave you 2 minutes and 55 seconds of my life, and I can't get that back. Let's go to the relationship between his moms.
It was always there. Will be and always was a void in my heart, and it was just due to the fact
that
I didn't have
that
my mom for a long amount of time, and my mom was out there trying to get her money up, and she was doing everything she could, and I ain't even from the dub my mom. Like, I love my mom to death. That's the apple of my eye. I'll take a bullet from my mom any day. Take a bullet from my mom right now, no questions asked.
Facts, Mrs. Nails.
At the time when she was young, my mom was 17, 18 with a baby. And I mean, her nigga not paying her no mind. She ain't have nobody around, you feel me? So she was just busting there trying to get out of money. She was passing me hand to hand and shit. So it was like...
So you at grandma's house? You was, yeah.
Initially, it wasn't even just that. Like, like to friends and shit, you know what I'm saying? Our babysitters and like, distant family and shit like that. It was nothing really too close. So I grew up having to self-soothe. But imagine having to self-soothe and not doing it. And just being, like, mentally ill. From the very beginning, and just being
no doubt, T's.
And I mean this like, and I'm saying this like from my heart, like that's really what it was. My mom was mean. My mom's probably the only girl that could beat me up. My mom, how do I put it? My mom is like the spit image of me, but probably more, you know, pretty.
Okay.
She
doesn't have gold teeth though, right?
Nah, she look. She's the reason why I got gold teeth though. Like my mom, when I was a kid. Like wanted me to get gold teeth.
She wanted you to when you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, she asked me, bro, like asked me if I wanted gold teeth type shit.
What the fuck was?
Nah, cause it's just where I was like pumping though, bro. Like niggas like Kodak, like bro, it was big on girls. Girls was a thing. Like girls.
To be honest, in the South, girls is everything.
What
you need? It's like becoming a man. It's like losing your virginity once you're like 16
like,
or something.
It's like from boy to thug.
Yeah.
Me and my mom went through it hard, like. My mom was just in situations where she couldn't take care of me for me. Like, niggas done drive-bys on me when I was, like, a jit type shit. Like, Like, I that much the first nigga a bit. Like, I bit out, like, basically a nigga tried to put his hands on my mom type shit.
And you were how young?
I was like six.
Six. Stabbed him.
And I bit his flesh out and, like, to, like, grab the glass shard and, like, poked him with it type shit. Like, stabbed him. Like,
wow.
And I was like 6, 7. Like, uh-huh. My mom just had me, like, she was in a situation where, like, she wanted me around, but she couldn't afford to, like, because of shit she was around, you know. She was still growing up. Like, my mom was raised in Jamaica.
Hey, I must be out of the loop, because today when you called me on Face, that was the first time I heard you with a Jamaican accent. I know your mom is Jamaican, because I've talked to your mom, beautiful woman, and she is Jamaican.
Don't call her beautiful, nigga, I'll beat you up. Like, my mom wasn't a prostitute or nothing, but, like, she just wasn't in a very stable environment, because she had no help at that. Like,
right.
My mom just had it hard, bro. Like, uh-huh. Honestly. She raising a kid, honestly, was on her last priorities for me. So what she did was she passed me from hand to hand to people that could take care of me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, doing that, like, I was put in situations that weren't the best, but I get what she was doing. So I don't resent, I would never resent my mom, but, like, my mom had it hard, I had it hard.
I hated my dad because his previous decisions had affected me. And it affected me spiritually because my dad was in it, like, I got locked up and was going to jail and shit. I ended up going through the same process. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as his upbringing was far different than me. Mine was not traditional. It was almost like being thrown into a void, you know? And there's a lot about my family that people do not know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that my mom has been through, my family's just, like, kind of spaced apart, you know? So it's a lot to mend in itself. But I understand that I have to be that middle ground. I have to be I am the gatekeeper. So I'm the one who has to fix everything, basically.
I remember I used to beat niggas at school type shit just to, like, hear my mom yell at me or talk to me.
What, just because you wanted some attention?
Just because I wanted some attention, yeah. Like, I remember I used to go to, like, fucking Margate Middle. I remember one day, like, this bitch kept fucking with me. Like, and I don't say hate girls. I know this is not something that, but I'm going to, like, keep it 1,000 for me. I don't like to lie. There was, like, this bitch that kept slapping me at school type shit. So I remember, like, one day I was like, all right, obviously it's a girl. She probably likes me or some shit, you know? So I went to my mom and I asked her, I was like, would you get mad if I slapped this bitch? And she was like, well, I didn't say it like that. I was like, would you get mad if, like, I put my hands on a girl? She's like, you always give a girl 3 warnings type shit. So, like,
That's what your mom told you?
Yeah, you always give a girl 3 warnings. And if she keeps hitting you, like, obviously she's trying to harm you.
Right.
So she's trying to harm you. Then you go to the extent to where you got to handle it. Uh-huh. So I remember one day, like, this girl and her boyfriend, like, were fucking with me at school. And I was like, because I was making fun of him. Like, I think she slapped me or some shit, and, like, I slapped the fuck out of her and kneed her. And I remember from after that, like, my mom realized how serious I took her. Like, her word was my bond.
Right.
So, like, afterwards, like, anything she would say to me, I'd take it to heart. Like, if she would duck me, I'd take it to heart. Like, I remember one time she got mad, like, about some dumb shit and just said a lot of, like, hurtful shit.
I'm on the phone with my mama. Say hi, mama.
Hi, guys.
Show your face.
Nope, I look like silly.
You could pull a titty out or something for me?
No, get out of here, boy.
You ain't trying to go viral on the ground. Pull a titty out or something for me?
No, get out of here, boy.
You ain't trying to go viral on the ground and get some Instagram clout?
Not for that.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Nah, you know, that ain't, that's crazy. Come on, pull out a titty.
Let me get some clout. Let me see some cake, man. Come on. Let me see some cake. I know you got some fucking cake, man. Come on, man. Stop playing, man. I know the milkshake bring all the boys to the yard, you know what I mean?
She's serious.
Come on. Show your face. Come on. Put some clout.
No, I look like silly.
Come on, man!
Stop
fucking playing, Mom!
Oh, my God.
Come on, Mom.
And boy, come on from
a Come on, Mom. Stop with your fucking bullshit, Mom. Stop.
They fucking hate you, Mom. You know.
They fucking hate you, Mom.
I told my mom, like, one day, because, like I said, I was always after my mom. Like, I always wanted her attention. So I told my mom one day, I was like,
Do you think he really liked his mother? Do you think he wanted to, and I say this respectfully, but hey, you gave me this reason, okay? You think he wanted to bump pelvises with his mother? That's crazy. That's kind of crazy. When my mother was young, my mother was a fine lady. Fine. Yes. Would you consider fine? That's what mama was. Oh, absolutely. Yes, she was. Especially the young pigeons. My mom was fine, but I never looked at my moms in that way. So, what the fuck is... This, all right. Kodak Black. Your mommy's rubbing on his mom's ass and all that shit? I don't know, but to each his own. But his mom's is fine, too. I ain't gonna hold you. She's fine. Like frog eggs, but shit. Come on, fam.
If you want me to do anything.
Oh, it's about to be off right now.
Mm-hmm.
In his own words, unofficial documentary.
She kicked me out. And basically, like, bro, there's a lot to the story with my mom.
Let's hear his father. I got it pulled up, too, but it's real short. Hold on. Did I take it off? Oh, yeah, it's right there. It's like 1 minute. It was alleged said that he had mental issues. I mean, you can tell. You know? Shit, some say I got mental issues. Do you think? I don't know, man. I know something wrong with me, but it ain't bad, goddammit, okay? Now, I don't do shit like that.
Good day. My name is Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy.
Ricardo.
My son is Jesse Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy. Born January 23rd, 1998.
Oh, wow. January 23rd.
Left this earth physically June 18, 2018, at 20 years old. I will mourn my child from Monday to Monday, 7 days. And after 7 days, I will forever celebrate my child's life. All he accomplished, everything and everyone that he touched. I thank you all for your prayers and your well wishes.
Prayers?
If you'll join me in mourning him for the first 7 days.
Let's go to this one.
It's all within. So
respect to who channel is this?
It's
okay. It's okay.
No, it's Riley, called Expanded Thoughts for a reason.
Riley Talgor. Riley Talgor. Subscribe to that channel. That's just, you know, intellectual property. He says his father discussed losing his son. Let me see what this look like. Okay. All right, let's listen to this and I'll check this out too. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, we're supposed to expand people's thoughts. 100%.
I don't think it's...
That's one of the things they surprised me in too, man. Like, how fast this 18-year-old, 18-and-a-half-year-old kid will be talking. Like, how deep he...
Oh,
was.
No.
Is he faking this? It just...
I'm sorry. I ain't going to interject too tough. But you said it must be an island thing. Well, by saying, well, priors, I speak to people who's Jamaican all the time. And be around them as of recently. They say prayers. I don't know about no priors. So if you're saying that, nah. Mm-mm.
Read some books trying to spit this stuff back to
yeah.
me. But then I would listen to him outside of speaking to me. And if it's a con game, if it's just some books that he's reading just to go on interview, he's flowing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If he's a liar with this stuff and he's faking it, he's really flowing with it, you know what I mean? So that was kind of in awe for me, like how deep, you know. Still at times where I look at him and I say, okay, that's still a kid, you know. He'll do a lot of stupid stuff. He'll say a lot of stupid stuff on the phone. You know, it's almost like he was bipolar.
Yeah.
He'll go from happy to sad real quick. He'll go from loving me on the phone to hating me real quick. It's almost like he used to be angry at himself for wanting to love me, you understand? Because in his head, I think it was like It was a couple weeks before he died. He had spazzed on me, like, really disrespectfully. That was the first time he was ever disrespectful, and he was super disrespectful. And I'll tell you, if I could slide up through that phone, I swear to God, there'll be some busted eyes, broken teeth, broken jaw, kneecaps on both, because he would have to show me. Yeah, he, you know, a couple weeks after that, we were talking, and he just lost it, man. He's like, you left me. You know, you left me out here. And I said, man, left you? Well, you think I told the police? Come on, put these shackles on me so I can leave my kids. He's like, it don't even matter. You still left. So he was angry that, because he knew that certain things that he was going through, he wouldn't have went through. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Certain foolishness that he was doing, he knew that he couldn't have gone through that. He wouldn't have done that. He would have to come see me and show me how tough he was. You know what I mean? At the same time, he could have had that, you know, he never had that father figure. So he just, you know, he was wilding out. So when he came on the phone and we were having a good conversation that 1 minute, next minute you'll see where he kind of catch himself like, nah, I'm supposed to be angry at him. You know what I mean? But he would dodge away and shy away from having certain proper conversation, like the real meat and potatoes. Like, why would you say these things about me in public when you know these things weren't true?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You knew I never abandoned you. You knew I never left you. I left you when you were 10, and that was forcefully. So he didn't want to have certain conversations because he knew. He knew that some of the things that he said was not true. You know, he went through it, man. We both did. I'm still going through it. It's a little bit easier now. It's a little bit better now, but it still doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You know, his later years, though, man, that his last days where he was really changing.
Mm-hmm.
He was really changing for the better. And I would like to think that he realized what he had. Like, it's almost like he had tapped into it, like what he had, like the influence that he had, you know. As a result, most of the kids who hit me up, they don't hit me up saying your son was negative. They talk about the positive stuff, and how he influenced their lives properly, positively.
Yes, today.
And how,
today,
you
Thursday,
know,
okay.
I don't hear them talking about, yeah, your son was a hellraiser, man, and he made me a hellraiser too. Nah, that's not what I hear,
mm-hmm.
You know. And it's something to get used to, because like I said, I'm still hearing it on the phone. I'm hearing it on the phone, or I'm talking to someone via video, or I'm DMing. So it's still not full reality. You know what I mean? Because I'm not immersed in it.
If maybe we could slightly swerve to something less, I don't want to say touchy, because
okay,
that would be the wrong word. Maybe less emotional. We got Kate over here crying, so you definitely...
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And I'm sure everyone listening to this needed this or is expanding their thoughts to some extent. And I always...
Before you segue into something less touchy, there was a young man I was talking to, and he was like, yo, I grew up with your son, you know, I think he said I'm 21 now or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or 18 or 20. And I realized, damn it, you got kids who, when he left, they were 13, 12, 10. And that kind of dawned on me that this young man had a generation. Even though I said it, you know what I mean? And I knew at the time when I was saying it's just, to hear somebody who was like 13 or 14 or 15 when he passed talking about it, like, yeah, I'm 21 now, or I'm 18 or I'm 19 now. So which leads me to ask the question, how old are you guys?
I'm 19.
Okay.
I am 21, going to be 22 in January.
Okay.
I'm 22.
You're 22. So the one that's 21, you would have been 3 years younger than you, say about 24 in January. So you'd have been 18 when he passed, right?
Yeah. About 17,
okay.
18, close to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's just...
yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, so now you can leave the touchy subject now.
Okay. So something I often think about is how you got incarcerated, and I was wondering, like,
incarcerated
what was
your or first day
like, and what was your last day like?
Oh, my God. When I talked to my friends or anyone, it was like a comedy. It was a tragic comedy.
Okay.
All right. So in Jamaica or in the Caribbean, we have this joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the joke is about a black man, Chinese man, and an Indian, right?
Okay.
And that's how most jokes start out.
Okay. Well, H2.0 Gen X is going on. All right. Yeah, everybody get hit those likes buttons if you didn't. If y'all want to hear the rest of it, but it's like an hour. I'm not going to play that whole damn hour now.
My name is Dwayne Ricardo.
I'm still, it's all within.
Let's see what's up with this right here. But as you were saying about the child, about him being bipolar, somebody said having mood swings doesn't mean that they're bipolar. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we all have mood swings. So are we all bipolar? And is having mood swings is a diagnose? Is it one of the things that people have when they are diagnosed as being bipolar? You know what I mean? That it's a personality disorder. You understand what I'm saying? So however how you want to look at it, but when you listen to him, you can tell, like when he speaks, he's definitely smart though. He's definitely cognitive. He's alert. He can be articulate when he wants to, but you can sense in some instances like that he may have some kind of bipolar in him. Right. Yeah, shit, I think everybody is bipolar, D'Angelo. At some point, shit, I think I may be bipolar. I think we all bipolar in a way. I say that everybody is crazy, and you will only see it if somebody brings it out of you. Just like if I say, not even trying to get on no sex shit, but just like everybody is a freak. You just have to meet that right person that bring that freaky shit out of you. Some girls will say they don't want to get peed on, but it all depends on the moment, what's happening, and who's doing it to them. They will take some angry orchid on the face and on the body and maybe on the inside. But it all depends on who brings you out of it. Sorry I had to go there, but I just had to say that because I like giving golden showers. So with that being said, that's just, we're going to leave that one right there. But I think everybody do have some kind of bipolarism in some sort of way. Who is this guy? Senate Bill Dwayne back into the USA, trying to get back in America for tip. All right, let's hear a little bit of this. Let's hear some of it. You see your hands, man, you stupid. Oh, yes, I did, Deanna. Mm-hmm. Mike Kelly, you're absolutely right. Yo, if anybody want to call in real quick, let me know. All right, because the phone lines is on, goddammit. But I've been here 2 hours. I give it another 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and I'm going to get up out of here. Bro, where you going with all this? What do you mean, King Guma? What do you mean where I'm going with all this? Because at the end of the day, I seen a comment you said, what are you trying to dissect the videos for? If you come in here with negative energy, I'm going to get your ass up out of here, period. So if you come in, I don't know what you're trying to do. If you come in here with negative intentions and try to see if I have any negative intentions, only thing I can say is respectfully, just get the fuck out of here and don't come back, because I don't give a fuck about what the fuck you're thinking about. So I just want to give you that right there. If that was you, but I think that was you that said that comment earlier. So if you have any little weird shit that you're doing, just get the fuck out of here, because this is not going to end well, because I'm just going to block you. So whatever your intentions are, just go. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just get the fuck up out of here. That's all I can tell you, friend. So much love in advance. I don't want any problems. I really don't want any problems. Damn, I put the wrong fucking link in there. My bad. But if y'all want to hit that link, hit that shit, okay? But I put the number in there right now. And the number is on the screen. It's scrolling on the screen down there. I'll put the number in real quick, yours truly. All right, we got a caller. 914, keeping it raw. What's up? You on the air, family?
Yeah. What's goody, Mike? It's Judo just calling in and shit.
Judo, what's good, family? What's up, brother? I hear you. What's up, brother?
Chilling. Just wanted to call in and spend my commentary right quick. Rest in peace to X, man. His uncle definitely sus in my eyes. I mean, it do look like he ain't trying to snitch or whatnot, but It's like he got one foot in, one foot out. It's like he afraid to say something. I don't know. It's like that's what I see. Like he afraid to say something particular. I don't know. Maybe he's afraid to make it look like he involved or whatnot. But that's what it looked like to me. Like he sus in that angle. He probably had nothing to do with it. But
yeah,
I see what you see there. I don't think
he had anything to do with it though. I don't really think he had anything to do with it. But I won't put it past nobody. But go ahead, my bad.
True. Another thing I noticed based on the footage is like it's sad that like if you really look at it, I think it has a lot to do with not having situational awareness or lack of situational awareness. But he really could have booked it on him. Like when they pulled up, if just being very sensitive to your surroundings. A car pulling up like that, just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard. He had a split second. You see that, and then you got the little gap right there. You could have just peeled out. I mean, granted, they could have let off and shit, but you take your chance getting clipped a little bit or something. You know what I mean? Like, anything. I found it I also found it weird that there was a, like, it's not that deep, but it's just weird that there was a connection between Kodak and not to name drop him and shit, but like it do make it look weird when one of the tattoo artists is linked to him in some way. You heard about that shit, huh?
Refreshing my memory. Because I did hear something about Kodak Black and him, but I never, you know, really looked deep into that. So
it's not that deep. It's probably just a coincidence. Right. But the one of the suspects, the dude with the tat on the face, I forgot the name, but the short
Trayvon,
trainer, yeah.
Not Michael Boatwright. It's one of them motherfuckers. Go ahead. I think it's Detrick Williams. Detrick Williams, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I think that one. Yeah, he's I think he did a tat on Kodak or was a tattoo artist. He was a tattoo artist for sure. And he did there's a link between him and Kodak. I don't know if there was like a photo or some shit or they knew each other in jail or whatever. That was interesting to know. Like that's all. And nothing beyond that, but it's just weird.
They did do a song because I'm looking up right now. They did a song called "Roll in Peace," Kodak and featuring XXX and mm-hmm. Travis Scott. I never heard that song. Mm-hmm. That song is fire.
That song is fire. That song is pretty dope.
I'm gonna listen.
Yeah, that song's pretty dope. And then lastly. It do get on my nerves too, the whole culture shit. If you're not from a culture, from the culture, you know what I'm saying? Like you're trapping in, trying to squeeze milk out the bitch and shit. Like, I don't know. It do annoy me too. And then it's like pros and cons to it, right? Cause it's like culture, right? It's subjective depending on how you look at it. Like we'll say, you know, this is a New York thing. This a New York thing, like influencing the whole world type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Black first. And then you got other people that'll probably be influenced by that, which is a good thing that, you know, the culture that's a billion-dollar industry now is globally, is being influenced, is influencing the globe. You know what I mean? So it's like a pros and cons to it. And then come to think of it, you know, it's like, Kodak, not Kodak, but X, like, he a Florida cat, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you know, pros and cons to it. So it's like, it's pros and cons to it. It do annoy me, too. I know what you mean. It do annoy me, too.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, if that's it, my G? Anything else?
Yeah, that's all. That's all. Just keep doing your thing and shit. Definitely appreciate the live you putting on tonight or whatever regarding X.
Thank you, King.
That's all I got.
All right, thank you. Yo, H2O, check your DM. and let me take this call. Juro, let me go to 804. Peace, family. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike. It's Tyson. Yours truly. I just wanted to piggyback off of what old boy was saying. Mm-hmm. He was basically saying that the uncle was a little suspect. I gotta agree with that. I thought it was really weird, you know, based on his testimony in court and then watching the video, even though I know the video was kind of edited. But how was he able to just peel off like that? And they didn't even shoot at him or anything. But he said that they had the guns pointed at him or whatever the case, even though in the video that wasn't shown. But he found space and time and opportunity to run. You know what I'm saying? And if they were so aggressive, clearly they tried and, you know, kill X or whatever. But how did he leave the car unscathed? And then didn't even go into the building to seek help. He stood outside the building. I feel like all of his actions were just very suspect to me.
And then take somebody else's word that they call the police.
Everything is so suspect to me. Right, and for him to be there, he didn't know anything. He couldn't remember anything. Everything was basically up in the air with him. And that, to me, it just gave red flags. You're there with him. You're in the moment with him, but you don't know anything, nothing at all. And I understand trauma, heat of the moment, you know, you blank out or whatever the case, but this man found space and opportunity to slide out of the car and run. And they did not shoot at him.
Yeah.
That was weird to me. And just going to the comments when they're talking about X and his behaviors, like I really, really, at one point I thought my son used to love him and I thought this kid worshiped the devil. I thought his behaviors were really, really weird. I didn't know anything about him. But as I learned more about him, he basically was coming from an emotional state. And I wouldn't say that he was diagnosed as bipolar because I honestly believe that we're all one situation away from losing our minds. You know, we're all, it's already in us. It just takes a situation to break you. But with him, hearing his father say that he left him at an age, blah, 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 I work with kids every day. And parents don't even realize what they consider a loss. You know, you can just not have time for them and they feel neglected. You can go to jail on a bid or feeling like you're taking care of the family, but the kid is like, really, they don't care about money. They want you. So leaving is leaving. You know, abandonment is abandonment, and you can't tell them how to internalize that. So he was definitely angry. He definitely was a moody, angry kid, and I think music was his outlet. So people say, oh, he was crazy, he was bipolar, he was this, he was that. Shit, he was with a single mom who didn't really know how to be a mom. You know, he's missing his dad. He's not understanding it. It was a lot going on with him, and he expressed it through his music. You know, I think it's real crazy what happened to him, but.
What's your thoughts on the mother? Like, what's your thoughts on her? Because some are saying that now she wants to try to be in the industry, like after his passing. And what's your thought overall about, you know, the mother? How you feel about?
I hear some people saying, oh, but she had him at 17. She didn't know how to be a mother. I had my son at 16, so you can't say that. You know what I mean? You can't say she didn't know how to be a mother. He probably was in a position where he had to, I mean, obviously he was bringing in money. You know what I'm saying? So her wanting to be in the industry, clearly she wants to maintain that lifestyle. You know, I don't know if they've frozen his accounts because I did hear that she had made some type of businesses or whatever to try to be able to move his money. You know, so clearly she's trying to maintain the lifestyle. But, I mean, That's her son. I mean, I can't even. I'd be devastated. I don't know. You know, clearly she had to grow up with her child, so I don't know a whole lot about her. But just based on a little bit that I'm hearing, I mean, should I be devastated? And I'd be trying to figure out how I'm gonna make it through. I mean, my husband's brother in court, that probably blew my mind too. So.
Yeah, and he's just the worst type of support system, and it feel like he didn't even care too much about the little bro. And again, if he was more closer to the moms than the actual son, I think you should feel more. You should have more empathy for the fact that somebody that you're close to lost their son on your watch.
Exactly, but I mean, I don't know if you're a sibling, but. But even if that, she called him to take the kid to the bank. So there had to be something. She
but
called
here's the thing,
you to ride
the
kid.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. How did he take him to the bank or she dropped him off at the bank? Because that's what it seemed. That's what she did. She drove him to or dropped him off at the bank. It was something like that.
Who, the uncle? The uncle?
Yeah. The mother dropped him off at the bank.
Well, see,
but anyway,
I don't know because I was listening to the questioning. That was weird because they was like, did you know where you were going when y'all got in the car? And he was like, no.
Yeah.
So that led to me believe that they rode together. So it's like, you got in the car while nobody's talking. Y'all didn't know where y'all was going. You was just sitting like a bump on the log. You heard him on the phone. You didn't ear hustle. So that was the longest, weirdest car ride to his death ever.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Is that not weird? Can you pick my son up? Oh, okay. We're not going to say where we're going. No, nothing. I'm going to get in the car. I'm not going to say, hey, what's up with you? Where we going? Where we headed? No, nothing. We just ride.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy.
But yeah, that's my thoughts on it, though.
Okay, love. Well, I definitely appreciate your call now. Truly yours. Thank you, sweetie.
Absolutely. Back to the chat.
All right. Peace. Yeah, salute to her, man. But where all my rude boys at? Is anybody from Jamaica in here? And I'm talking about the men. Where the fuck is the other dude that always Crager from Jamaica? He in Jamaica now. Where you at, nigga? You need to call in. Your ass is crazy too. when I need him, he's not even here. Where Crager? I think it's Crager or Crager. Where you at, Mayo? Where's any Jamaican men in here? Where you at? Stop fucking fronting, man. You should have just gone with X. Maybe her intuition would have saved him instead. I know I'm very protective of my loved ones. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, she should have been there. Or, because she is a woman, what could she have done? But it don't matter either way because the guy was there and was nothing he could do. And let's just really be honest. Like, if what would you probably would have done? You know what I'm saying? What would you have done if you was in the passenger seat? Would have stayed there? Because if he would have shot him, he most likely would have shot the uncle as well. So let's, you know what I mean? I feel like at the end of the day, sometimes things just happen and you go off your instinct and just run sometimes. You know, so I don't want to blame him fully as well, but his testimony was trash. Because you never know what anybody will do within that moment when your life is on the line. If I was in there, be able to say, yo, just give him the money. I probably would have snatched it off of him and gave it to him. Give him the fucking money. Give him the chain. I probably would have did that. Like, give it to him. And if he was still struggling, I would have ran out. Now that's something I would have done. God, I love God so much because sometimes certain things, he just don't put you in situations like that. Thank you. Just like when people be having car accidents on the road. Thank God. I never went through that. I don't want to. Just God is so good, man. All the time. So, look. Thank God for waking me up today. Hopefully you say the same thing right now to yourself or out loud. But if I was ever being, if I was him, I would have been like, yo, give it to him. Like, I would have told him, give it to him or peel out, hit the gas or peel out, peel the fuck out, go, some shit like that. But if he was trying to struggle with it, I would have got the fuck up out of there because I don't want to die too. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it a buck. Everybody can say anything off on a goddamn net, but what if he was there? What you would have done? Would you would have ran too? My ass would have ran too, but I know I would have said, yo, just give him the money. Give it to him. Nigga, you got mad bread. I know it's the principle, but do you want to lose your life? Because now you can't buy a bike now. Now you can't enjoy your mansion. Now you can't enjoy your daughter. Come on now. Come on now. So I don't know. I just thank you for not putting me in that position. But let's listen to his mom's real quick, and then I'm gonna get up out of here. I've been here long enough. Ooh, sorry, excuse me, y'all.
He didn't know he needed an LLP. He didn't know he needed an S-Corp. He didn't know he needed to do any of that.
So this is, I never seen this before, Miss Cleo, and this is Little Yachty's mom. So this was from, I think, 4 years ago. I'm not sure. Let me see. 3 years ago. Let's see what they're talking about.
He wanted to be an artist. You know, so I got very much involved, came out of corporate America, just kind of jumped on board and got involved. In the first couple of, the first year, I probably wasn't as involved because Coach and T's managers took a, you know, very take charge approach. So they handled a lot of his business. But I did kind of keep my eye, my ear glued to what was going on because I had heard, you know, heard all the horror stories about when these kids sign deals and get in the industry. I always told them out from day one, don't sign anything. I don't care what paper you get. Do not sign anything. Better take it to an attorney and look over it before you start signing things, because you could literally sign your life away from the future.
Yeah, I was trying to wrap my head around the fact that my son's and then, you know, you have all this whole thing dropped in the
back,
and then you have to, you're dealing with that and trying to learn the industry and everything about it, and then you have these people
coming for you, saying these mean things.
You know what I mean? So I don't think they understand the nature of the game that, if he signed a contract before he died, I have to, I'm obligated to
I didn't even think about that. You gotta put your legacy down. That comes with the fame.
You have a lot of people that you find are coming out of the woodwork. How long has it been since you've been doing this?
Since 3 years.
3 years.
We're going on, this is our third year. Since Miles became really famous. And, you know, it's funny you should say that because I do, people that I don't even really know come asking for stuff, and I know to whom much is given, much is expected. I do understand that.
And we've been different from someone who uses you, or
you're
supposed to take care of them.
And people kind of take advantage of you, and people come to do these services.
Yo, you know what? I want to, you know what? I'm going to talk about the, I'm going to talk about, see, I'm blowing berry pants. Unk went shopping at the same, you stupid, son. You stupid. But, about this guy. Dennis something. Dennis Sperling, who's trying to take the place of Kevin Samuels. Now, the Passport Bros, I wanna do a show on that. I'm going to look a little bit more into the Passport Bros, because basically what it's insinuating is that women from other countries, Brazil, whatever, just other countries, make better companions for black men. That black that black women is not, if anything, culturally good to sustain a healthy relationship, not excluding the men, but what that's basically what that Passport Bros is about, is about other women knowing how to treat a man. You understand what I'm saying? And know their role as a woman, not to be beneath, but just wear the skirt. Wear the skirt. Shit like that. That basically treat men, black men, better than black women would treat a black man. Do y'all believe in shit like that? I don't know. I don't know. I will say this, because I don't want to rub y'all the wrong way, because a lot of women be in here. But a lot of, I will say a lot of black women, should I say black American women? I don't know. But some can be too manly. I'll say this. He put up a picture, and I called him a clown for it too, on his fucking post on Instagram. And I actually was trying to set up an interview with him right after Kevin Samuels had passed. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels, damn. But anyway, that interview never happened, obviously. But as time went by, you know, I followed them on Instagram. So I seen a post he put up like a good 2 weeks ago on Instagram, a picture of black women all fat and out of shape. He picked the worst of the worst of what black women be looking like. I mean, he picked the worst. And on the bottom were different women from other countries, like Brazilian and Latina and all these other ones. And he picked the best looking pictures out of that and try to play black women. I called that nigga out on that sucker shit, man. I don't respect that shit. I call that nigga a clown. I don't know if you've seen it, but I did at him in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever disrespect the black women like that, man. You're going to pick the worst of the worst. Like, there ain't no beautiful, badass black women out there. Some bad, beautiful-ass black women out there. Bad bitches. Bad women. Excuse my language, man. So I had to really go at that dude. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't care. But I at him and let him know, like, nigga, you a clown for that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know. But I do want to tackle that, Passport Bros. Who's the new Kevin Samuels? He's trying to be the new Kevin Samuels. That's what he's trying to take that place. I love my black woman. It's not always easy though. It's not always easy, but I love my black women. And y'all can say the same thing for black men. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely not easy dealing with black women. I'm sorry, and I'm just keeping it a bean. Every female is not the same. And I'm just going to say his name is Daryl Sperling. Dennis Sperling. Hold on, I just had it up there. Dennis Sperling. He's on now. You can go watch him. I don't give a fuck. I don't hate on nobody. Dennis Sperling. Passport Bros escaped from Blackistan. I don't know, but he's definitely going to ruffle. He's ruffling a lot of feathers. Black is always going to be beautiful, love. I'm on that. But we just have to be 100 on certain things. Being strong, a strong black woman does not equate to masculinity. It don't equate to that. So having an attitude all the time or being mean, wanting to be masculine, jumping up in men's face like you could actually beat them up, and talking as if it's two men arguing on a corner, you cannot equate that as being an independent, strong black woman. That does not, it don't make sense. And trust me, I had these conversations, and they equate that shit to that. A strong, independent black woman, that it don't mean you have to be manly. That's not a good equation. You know? But I'm going to leave it there. Because I don't want no motherfucking trouble. So I just think some need to really evaluate that. Being a strong black woman, independent strong black woman, does not mean you should act like a man. That makes no fucking sense. It should not mean you should want to wear the pants. You want to play both roles as the woman and a man. That's not independently strong. No, it's not. No. And women, I want to say something so bad, but I don't want to get too personal, but people think like that. And it's sad because it's not fucking true. Look, some of the numbers dropped. Well, no, it went back up. But I'm just saying we have to definitely know how to sit and talk, man. You know, I don't know. And a lot of black women be jumping the fence and dealing with other cultures as well because they tired of black men. So it's not just one-sided. It's vice versa. But in order for us to be a family again is by having to sit down and chopping it up on certain things. I just feel like some just can't handle their significant other logically explaining something in that female's character that needs to be addressed so we both could come to an understanding. And I don't know. This is why we have this is why we can't have these discussions like that. It's like, how can I explain it? It's almost like somebody says something about, this is not all women. So that's why I pause a lot. I like to pause. I don't care what y'all think, but I have to pause because I've been so used to explaining myself and trying to come up with different fucking ways to get it out, and it still don't work. You can say it the nicest way. You can choose the right words without trigger words, and it still don't work to some women. It don't matter how you say it. It don't work to some motherfuckers. It really don't. Oh, my God. But I just say this. Somebody says something about couples going to therapy. And it could be vice versa. I'm just speaking from a man's point of view. So don't get your panties caught up in a bunch and change your panty line. It's probably brown down there. But somebody says something about a couple's going to therapy. Some women act like they will do couples therapy, but they won't pursue it for the simple fact they don't want to. That therapist will show how much they're playing a victim. They won't be able to play the victim anymore. Not saying that the man is not going to be exposed to his wrongs at all. I'm not saying that. But some women just love to play the victim and don't want to hear things about themselves, meaning the things that they need to work on. That's just real shit. That's not everybody. But however, it's a lot of y'all. And how is it that this been the same before you was born, before I was born? Why do they say that about women? Some women, but you cannot tell me, just like Steve Harvey said, how did your ex-old couples that have been married for 60-some years, man, how do y'all keep it going? And they asked the man, just keep her happy. God, that's all it takes. Ain't nothing else in there, so that means... Come on, man. Mm-mm. This has been going on before we was born, fam. Not saying y'all bad, but goddamn it, I don't know what the fuck. I don't want no trouble tonight because I love women. I'm always going to want to play with you in all the right manners. But I'm just saying, what is the task to keep her happy? Not able to talk? Go up and down on your mood swings, do everything that you say, can't logically explain certain things. You just say, yes, you're right. Just what do I have to do to keep her happy? Everything? Come on, son. I don't know. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. How about that one? Let me see if anybody called before this line. Because this shit is about to hang up. All right, it's over.